Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Man, we've had some special guests today, haven't we?
That's been great.
Charlie DeClean, Bell & Sports Medicine. I got a text here. Shout out to Charlie and his team. Tracy and I have raised two multi-sport D1 athletes. Wow. Use their injury and rehab services personally, and they are now working with one of their trainers to prepare for our upcoming bicycle trip to New York City. That's fantastic. I'm going to try to get time off to do that, go to New York with them to bike all the way out there. Alec Ingold was phenomenal. We got to buy a bunch of his books from Please Go Down. You have young athletes, go down to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And buy his book, Alec Ingold. It's really inspirational for young athletes.
Seven Crucibles.
Yep.
Seven Crucibles. That kid was amazing.
You know, when you say the Crucible, I always think of this. When they took me, the recruiter took me to Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego. To do videos for them for recruiting.
Yeah.
And the most amazing thing, I literally got tears. I'll never forget. I'm not even kidding. I got choked up and had tears in my eyes. Is when they come down from the Crucible and they go up for like 3 days with no sleep, very little food.
Right.
And they do. And this is the last thing we're going to weed out. The very last final test. We're going to weed people out. And when they do make it there, and these drill sergeants who are gentlemen you do not want to mess with in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I don't care how big they are. Some of them are like 5'6", 140 pounds, but just bad. And when they would talk to these kids that they'd just been ripping their, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks, and was, do you know how proud I am of you? I thought you were going to quit. Yeah. I tried making you quit. I did everything I could to make you quit, and I couldn't make you quit. Do you know how proud I am to put this Globe Eagle at anchor on you? And these kids would have tears coming down their eyes, and they were so, you know what I'm talking about?
I've been there.
You've been there. I know you have.
Yeah.
So isn't that something, that achievement?
Yeah, it's kind of making me kind of wet in the eye right now.
You bet. The low, gravelly voice of it.
I was so choked up watching this, you can't believe it. And some of the kids were so, like, worn out that, and the DIs would say, don't lock your knees. Don't lock your knees. Because if you lock your knees, you could fall over. Is that right?
Without a doubt.
Okay. But that was the most amazing thing. They've been battle-tested. Guys tried to make them quit, and they didn't. And until that moment, they weren't proud to pin those things on them. And it wasn't the same for you?
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. When my drill sergeant did the same thing for me at the end, too, and I got to sing the Star Spangled Banner and everything for graduation, and he gave me a hooah.
Yeah.
You know, his own personal hooah.
Wow.
He's like, yeah.
That means something. Because that is genuine. That's not false praise from a teacher or a coach. Hey, you did a great job. No, you had to earn that.
And these guys fought in Afghanistan, you know, in Iraq and a bunch of other things, and, you know, and they give me a hooah. It's like, heck yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's good for you, man.
That's special stuff.
Proud of you.
All right. So you're here.
Yeah.
And we love seeing you every Friday. And what?
Jim, we you know what? You're kind of blowing off Amanda. Okay.
I was filling in. Okay. I was talking about Dennis. I was going to get
one of my all-time favorite songs.
Good to see you, Jim.
One of my all-time favorite songs. Listen. Amanda. Light up my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm pushing 40 and still wearing jeans.
Never heard it.
Waylon Jennings.
Wow. Well played.
Now this song I've heard. God knows I've tried. You say those were the same songs?
Yeah.
Sounds different slightly.
Right? Just a little bit.
Well, because he's got music.
Well, no, we can recognize it. He's singing in key. Yeah, he's okay. I got it. Okay. Well, Amanda, welcome. I was going to get to you. Of course, Dennis Peters, the lead of the glam band, and we love them. And just, I think everyone is. We were just talking about you at we had a meeting because we're talking about entertainment and the best local. And everybody around the table has seen you a number of times and just. Same pretty much message, you know, high energy, be there now, be in the moment. And I think that's great that you bring that to your concerts. Are you playing this weekend?
Appreciate you saying that. You bet. We are.
Where are you at?
We're at Bubs in Germantown, of all places, on Saturday, and which is, it's south. It's just north of Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful town.
Yes, Germantown. It is. Oh, Germantown's awesome. Okay, yeah. Bubs. You're at Bubs.
Yep. Yes, we are. And then I'm doing an acoustic duo with Craig Hawkinson at Rocky and Terrace in Dundas on Sunday.
You do acoustic things?
You betcha.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The non-musician gets to do musician
I would
things.
Love to hear that. I think that would be great.
It's a blast. We have a blast. Other musicians come around, too, and we do, like, take two acoustic. The fellas show up, and we do a lot of fun stuff. Just off the cuff. Next thing you know, we'll be doing some Eagles, you know, or whatever, and it's just a hoot.
You know what was my favorite show where everything was acoustic? Was remember Austin City Limits?
Absolutely.
Wasn't that a great show?
Oh, man, that's a classic.
Oh, man.
Inspiring stuff happens.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was the only one like it of its time.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was on there that one time, broke a string. It's like, how does he do that?
Oh, man.
That's cool that you guys, and good musicians can do this, but that happens a lot in jazz, too, where they just show up and right?
Yeah. I mean, you know your standards and things like that, right. too, but you never did those with other people. It's like, how do you make that happen with no notice?
Yes. But out on the stage, it we think you practiced a lot, and that's like, we just kind of got together. You know, I think that's awesome. That's a lot of talent. That's great. I didn't know you did that
it's
either.
It's a rush. It really is a rush. Yeah, you know, it's
there's no hiding behind anything.
Nope. Yeah.
It's pure.
It's like walking that 4-inch balance beam. You know, yes. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. You know what, Jim? I got to tell you something. How you discourage people.
No, I don't.
You
I am one of the biggest motivators.
You do. You do.
You maybe.
Listen to me.
I'll
listen
separate
to me.
You guys.
That's because I'm a realist.
Listen to me what you've done to me.
With you, Johnny.
So I'm doing this event in Manitowoc last night, actually in
Two
Rivers.
Yes, okay? Yeah,
which is Charlie Barron's going to be doing it tonight. Jarvis is going to be there tomorrow night and everything. Yeah. Okay. The guy comes up to me during the thing, goes, John, can you come on stage and sing happy birthday to one of our people? Swear to God. And I declined.
You declined?
Because he has beaten me down so bad.
John,
true story, Todd. This is honest to God, true story. He has beaten me down too bad. I would have sang it in front of 200 and some people, but because in his hometown, right footsteps away from the Schmidt Brothers Pavilion in Two Rivers, I could have sang happy birthday for a voice, and I thought, no. Friend of Jim's will be there. They'll let Jim know. He'll rip me.
And then honoring my dad and his, you know, world famous barbershop quartet, you didn't say. I respect you for that decision.
Wow. It is truly all because of his bullying. That's the only time I have ever turned
down
realist. Singing happy birthday in public. Only time in my life.
No, it's not bullying.
True story.
It's true comments from my part, too. John, I'm sorry that. But maybe Dennis can get you within the key.
And you know
somewhere.
What? All the way home then, when I was driving back to Green Bay last night, I was singing it in my head. It's like, I think this would have been good. Happy birthday.
I'm sure you did. Sure you did.
Yeah.
It's the same as what you're doing just right now.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
Yes.
Right. And it's but awesome. Because Dennis, of him, who was
and
right.
Because of it being in his hometown
and honoring
thing,
my dad.
I thought, oh, he's going to hear all about it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Johnny, yes. You were okay. So what does that say? If you said I would hear all about it, that was a good decision on your part because they wouldn't have called me and said, hey, Mino. That guy just knocked it out of the park. He was awesome. They wouldn't say that.
They might have.
No. You were worried they were going to say what I... Okay, anyway, Dennis.
I think it's fantastic. Go ahead.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for letting me.
Actually, you know what the girl next to me said? I said, the friend of mine. And she goes, you used to sing an IXX all the time every morning. Right. I said, yeah, I know. She goes, well, you should have done it. All the people here are drinking anyway, so they won't notice.
I can picture now.
Just compliments.
Yeah, I know, right?
Your best Bill Murray lounge singer, you know.
Oh, man.
That's true.
We're talking about Star Wars. Hey, there's Chief Nakagima. Hey, you want to go do some fishing tomorrow? You come down to the dock at 6 in the morning, I'll get you a couple of pike. Hey, all right, Chief. Loved Bill Murray.
That's the best.
Oh, man, that's my character when I sing happy birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
It works, man.
Yes.
I'm the real truth.
Got a text here. Townline and Howard having a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow.
Fun.
Starting at 4. Mint juleps. Mm. Boy, I'm talking to a person here, though, that says mint juleps will make you puke. Bourbon Burgers, Betty Pool's Post Time. Have you had them?
Yes.
Have you had them?
Yeah, not the best.
It's bourbon. If you like bourbon, you're not going to like it.
Yeah, it's not a great combination.
Hey, really,
okay,
not a fan.
Bourbon Burgers, you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Todd, mm-hmm. You ever have a mint julep?
That I haven't had.
What do you think? You gave it thumbs down.
I always thought julep was a girl's name anyway.
I always thought they were like a grasshopper, but they're not.
Oh, no.
They're a lot stronger. a lot stronger.
Sure, without a doubt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Amanda, what's going on?
I don't know. You used most of the segment.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I know that.
You can do it.
All right. Let's quick go through this. So, we got today and over the weekend, for and every weekend of this month, you got spring blooms at Green Bay Botanical Gardens. It starts, you know, when they open at 9 till when they close every weekend. You can go look at the blooms. They're going to have more than 350,000 blooms, which they say the first 2 weeks of May is usually the time to go to see them.
It is.
You know?
Like awesome.
The perfect time. And then also today, if you go to Bay Square Mall between 3 and 6 and later on this weekend, for $10 a person, you can play laser tag in the center court.
Oh, I've never done that. It seems fun, though.
Laser tag? Oh, it is fun.
Laser. We'll call it a laser.
Where's that from? Go ahead. Tell him.
I
Spaceballs.
Austin Powers.
Oh, Austin Powers. You're right. Yeah, that's right. You're doing it. Yeah.
Okay, that's another one of my favorites. Love him.
I love Spaceballs.
Same.
I love Austin Powers.
Check in, everyone. What did you find? We found nothing, sir. You. We found nothing, sir. You. We ain't found bleep.
Comb the desert.
Absolutely. The big comb.
Yeah.
Yep. That's classic.
Did you see Spaceballs?
No.
Okay.
But I like Austin. You're missing out.
Was Austin Powers in that?
No.
Okay, I like him.
It's a dumb
Rick Moranis was, though. And
okay.
Yeah. It's a really dumb.
Dark helmet.
But funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
She must give good helmet.
Lift that helmet up. Why? I want to see if you're making face at me. Oh, you go on.
Yeah,
ludicrous speed.
He's giving you the raspberry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jabba the pizza?
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
That's
yep.
right.
Yep. Yeah.
Rocky 5000.
All right. On Amanda, on. Pick up the pace.
Hi, Amanda.
There.
I'm not going to be able to. No, but back to the laser tag, though. They actually have tactical laser tag down in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And this is where you have,
that's
like,
cool.
You have buildings you can, like, yeah. climb up, duck under, in the dark, different types of game. Honestly, like, it is the coolest experience.
That's, I would
ever.
Love to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, down in Milwaukee.
I would love to do that. We got to set a quick break? Okay, we got to set a quick break. We're back for Amanda.
We got to get to that.
You guys got to get to the point here.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Right, so Friday.
Oh, and Dennis from the Glam Band, and we've got live music coming in from Tuck. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here, along with Dennis from the Glam Band and Amanda. The Weeknd, what's up? And of course, got live music coming up. This segment brought to you by Pellas. Doesn't that song just get you in the mood
it
for
does.
A Friday?
When you said "What's up," it made me want to go. What's that?
That was good.
Thank you.
Well, each day go. You do it now, Jim.
No, I'm.
Do
go
your,
ahead.
Do your kind of what's up?
No, what's up? All right, let's.
Hey, the second brought to you by Pillow. Jim's like that school teacher.
He's right, like that dad spurter. Who just doesn't want to be there, just
exactly.
wants to sit in front
no,
of the TV
I wanna,
for
dad,
the game.
Dad, you come up do this with us.
No. You have these items on the syllabus. We are going to cover
no.
them today.
That's what I say in school, and we're not going to cover the syllabus today the way we're going. So.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Now, for a very limited time, if you order today from Pella, zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years or so. You only have until May 10th, this incredible deal. Jump on it now when it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors. You want to feel confident that your choice will turn out exactly how you envision them. Give them a call. Zero interest free financing up to 60 months. If you order by May 10th, certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Yeah, awesome company.
Yes, phenomenal.
Right. Okay. I like how you did the math there on the fly. Carried the 1.5 for 5 years.
It
years.
Is, right?
It is. 60
yeah.
divided by 12? Yes.
All right,
okay.
then.
Okay, I'm going to quick go through the rest
yeah, go
of
ahead,
these.
Amanda, come
so,
on.
Tomorrow.
We brought you here for a reason, you know.
I mean, besides the fact that, you know, I have a job.
Right.
But anyway.
Love it. So,
you know, I only cut your audio every day. So.
Sounds painful.
There's so many ums sometimes.
From him.
Okay, the circus is in town tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, the the Shrine Circus is going to be at the Rec Center.
One of the last ones around.
No.
Sorry. What's that?
They got camels, they got aerialists, daredevils, clowns, which is not everyone's bag.
Dealing I always used to like the ones that used to come around up where I'm from, where at one moment it's, and now from, wherever, transmitted the unbelievable Gloria, the high wire act. And she's spinning around, holding the thing by her teeth, and it's glamorous, blah, blah, blah. And then 10 minutes later, ladies walk by selling popcorn.
That's right.
And it's her. You realize it's her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
true. A real family affair.
That's been coming to Green Bay forever. And that is a great, great show.
I've always wanted to be a carny.
I kicked it off one year. I rode in on
you too?
Same.
I rode in on an elephant.
Okay, it was awesome.
Really?
That's cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool.
Doesn't it seem like it'd be fun to be a carny?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Not really, no.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Travel around, have a little camper, you live in a camper. No?
I always wanted to ride in on an elephino.
All right.
Okay. All right. All right. So the circus, there's still tickets available for that.
Yeah. They have a deal going on that you can get a kid ticket with the purchase of an adult one.
All right.
Wow. Anyway, moving on quick. So we got the Titletown Train Show at the KI Convention Center. Also tomorrow, they're going to have a ton of cool train models. They're actually giving away a starter set at the end of the show.
Wow.
And I wish I had one of those when I was a kid.
I did.
You probably did.
I did. Oh, it was awesome. God. And
did you have one,
Todd? Those big black engines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I always
that
wanted
thing
one.
That was awesome. That was, I wonder where that is now. That has, today's got to be worth a fortune. Oh, it was the heavy cars.
Lionel? Lionel train?
I don't even know
what
we had.
That was the big one, wasn't it?
Then we had those tracks and
the
battery operated. Yeah. That was very, very cool.
Yeah, the HO scale and they had others.
Oh, man.
The HO was the most popular scale.
Build those tracks, you put them together and they go different ways.
Did you ever make them crash?
No, I don't. We
that just
really
happened.
It was kind of an expensive deal, I think. We don't know. I don't think
these collectors are serious.
They are.
They're very serious about this stuff.
One of my teachers at St. Norbert was totally into that. His whole basement was these unbelievable train things. And people who get into that get into it big time.
And there were the hats and they got the whistles and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So that's at KI?
Yep, that's at KI tomorrow. And then we got Bluey and Bingo at the Timber Rattlers game. And I know I'm the only one here who's excited about that because I'm the only one with young children.
Who are Bluey and Bingo?
First off, Bluey is an amazing children's show it makes you feel, okay? If you're a parent and you watch it, there are parents out there who might be listening and will agree with me. It is a heartfelt, amazing show that I hope never ends.
Is it like Blue Clues? Blue's Clues?
It's like the Blue Clues of our generation.
Or Barney? My son used to watch Blue's Clues.
So basically it's an Aussie program. It's these two little dogs who pretend, learn life lessons with the parents, and it's just
Teletubbies was for one of my kids. She got addicted to that. And the other one was Barney. And I just got to tell you a quick Barney story. I know I've been complaining that we're not going fast enough, but she watched
Todd's yelling at the mirror.
I know. She watched Barney all the time, and it was like it was on VHS then, and we watched it, and it's like, oh my God, that music just got in my head. It was like Disney, you couldn't get it out of it. We moved and we told her we lost the tape.
Oh my God.
That is evil.
That was. But we had it, John. It was every day. It's like, this kid's got to get this.
I can see you doing that, but not Donna.
I do have to say with streaming now. You can't do that.
Did I say we?
Yeah.
Oh. Donna, I can't find it.
Wow. I bet I still got one of Dom's I could find and send it to him.
All right. I'm going to move on. So tomorrow is May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
Star Wars Day. And at the Tarleton Theater all weekend, they are going to be showing the original Star Wars, the first one. And then on Sunday, The Empire Strikes Back. You're going to have dinner with it, too. And it's a themed dinner. You're going to have pit roasted bantha steak with cheesy cantina bites or cloudy city Tabana wing skewers with root leaf stew.
I've never heard of any of these things, but they sound good.
Yeah, I mean, it's Star Wars.
Oh, so I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Have you?
Not a fan.
No.
Okay. So, and then finally, I'm just going to say this one because it's very near and dear to my heart. The Great Strides Cystic Fibrosis Walk is at Green Isle Park tomorrow at 10 a.m. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is basically helping run it. They're going to have music. They're going to have food. There's going to be a raffle, and the proceeds go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, to help find a cure. There is no cure for this disease.
I used to work with them a bunch. It was a 65 Roses Club was the name of it.
Yep.
Because the kids first pronounced it cystic fibrosis, 65 Roses.
I see.
And that was the name. I worked very closely with them.
I have very close personal ties to it. And then we have the Green Bay's Best Bloody Mary at the Resch Center tomorrow, where you can show up, vote for the best Bloody Mary, and basically get drunk out in public.
I like them as hot as possible. How about you?
A couple other things that weren't on your list is that Levitt Amp, that Green Bay music series that starts by Sundays from 4 to 6:30. And then Cinco de Mayo.
You know, Cinco de Mayo.
De Mayo, yes. And that, there's a big deal going on at Tequila's Mexican Bar and Restaurant, Johnny. That's where we went. And they have, that starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And it's half off margaritas, raffles, delicious, authentic Mexican food. That is a good place. Great owners. So we want to support them, too.
All right. And Dennis.
What?
What?
You got 90 seconds,
Dennis.
All right. Chris Kattan's at the Skyline Comedy Club. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live, don't you know?
Oh, he's great.
Monkey Bone.
And then from the movie Night at the Roxbury, Corky Romano, if you haven't seen that, it's a dumb, funny
movie.
Yeah. Also, one of my favorites, Undercover Brother. Check him out. Tonight's early show is sold out, but there's 9:45.
You're my undercover brother.
Thanks for noticing. Three shows on Saturday, 4, 7, and 5, 9:45 p.m. The Military History Day, by the way, is tomorrow in Oshkosh, the Military Veterans Museum and Educational Center. Free admission. They have a 50-50 raffle, gift basket raffle from 10 to 3 p.m. Again, at the Military Veterans Museum and Educational Center in Oshkosh. Free. Food and beverages are available for purchase, whatever. And Boy Scout Troops 641 and 6641 are there to help out with that.
Fantastic place. Oshkosh Museum, fantastic place.
Indeed. Oh, and also Mom's Night Off at the YMCA in Oshkosh. Send your kids over there for overnight. Give your mom the night off tonight and into tomorrow in advance of Mother's Day this Sunday. So that's what I got.
Who we got coming up? Tuck!
I just met
Andrew
them.
Summers.
I just we'll met talk, them. You know what, this we, is going to be good. These yes. guys are great.
When we come back, we can talk about some more stuff going on in your area.
Sounds all right, good. We're going to be right back.
Wow.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. This is our live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series, and our man, Dennis from the Glam Band. Take it away, my brother.
How you doing?
Excellent. How you doing? This is the best part of the week.
This is really fun. A favorite part of our show.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. We feature one thing.
Don't do like our guy last week and swear.
Just for the record, I'm paying fines for that.
Okay,
oh, good.
So just,
okay.
Just a,
thank you.
Because that would clear, that for us that would be a year's salary. So hey. We
hold me, I'm scared.
Andrew Summers is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, from the band Tuck. There's so much going on with you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that right. There is a lot going on.
In the world of an original artiste we're talking here, ladies and gentlemen. Not your average everyday cover band like somebody you might know and not like. But this guy right here, I'm telling you, is a talented individual. And your group, too. So, I guess, tell us.
Yeah, he did grow up. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of that.
I'm sorry.
Did the beard give it away?
Give it away. I'm five months away from 30.
Okay, I've been doing a lot. I'm trying to hang on to my youth.
What, you said that because he's been doing this for a while?
All day. I'm teasing. Yeah,
I woke up at 5, ready to go. I was like, "Hey, you know, I gotta start warming up. I need the coffee. I need to, like, get a guitar in my hand. Let's talk a little bit. Get me talking." Like,
all right,
sure. Yeah. So, tell us what got you into this in the first place.
Oh my gosh, this goes way back to my childhood. My parents did My parents did the classic thing when I was in like kindergarten. We're gonna put you through piano lessons, and I hated it. I loved playing the piano. I just hated the lessons.
Sure.
I wanted to play the radio, like the songs that were on the radio. I didn't want to play these.
Was it the music or the structure or both?
Yes.
Both. Okay. Right. Fair enough.
I never finished my assignments on time. I just knew I liked piano. So I did that for a couple years. And then in fourth grade, my parents got me a trumpet. I played that all throughout middle school, high school. And then I picked up the guitar in seventh grade, and it was over from there.
Okay.
It was right the story right there. My buddy... the band I was in, he left his drum kit in my garage one night, so I learned how to play that. And then my buddy left his bass at my house, so I learned that. So it's kind of like a, yeah, I learned a lot in a very short period of time. But no, music has always been my my vice. And my parents have always been super supportive of that. Because then, you know, they say that, you know, you raise a musician, they never have enough money to do anything bad.
If I could jump in, you said about hating piano lessons. But it's amazing how many people come through here, basically say the same thing. Started with piano lessons. But that, like you mentioned the word structure. Yeah. Even if they hate it, if they're not going to be a pianist, that is a great way to start, right?
Structure and discipline. Just like Al Gingold with sports, too. Yeah. Structure, you know, and discipline.
But the other thing is the common thread is your parents did support this. And you probably had teachers along the way.
I didn't have that.
Many.
he's got a smile on his face. Me, no. I still need to call somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I had all of my music teachers grow from middle school. It was, can I say names?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kurt Risch was a big one in middle school. He was actually the one who first put a guitar in my hand. In general music class. And then there was...
So we get to blame him then, huh?
Megan Sweeney was in high school. She, for me, she incorporated rock into, like, regular normal band. Like, I remember our pep band had, like, a drum kit, guitar, and a bass. So that was super cool. Like, learning that you can put rock music in these standard forms of music in school. And then, actually, this weekend, we're going up to Houghton to visit... where I went to school, Michigan Tech.
Oh, and, you're a Husky!
I am a Husky!
All right, go Huskies! Woo! Did you eat pasties up there?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I used to live right next to Roy's, right on the
kidding.
On the porridge there. Oh, it was dangerous. Walking into class, everything goes, I don't need it. Okay, I need it. but yeah, all my professors up there, Mike Christensen was a big one. Mike Irish, who actually sold me this very guitar. He was my my jazz professor.
Okay, let me correct me if I'm wrong. Michigan Tech isn't normally a school where someone wants to learn how to play guitar.
No. A bunch of awkward engineers.
Yeah.
And hockey players.
A lot of hockey players. Yeah. And there was just like this little pocket of us musicians, audio guys who like kind of banded together in all sorts of bands and orchestras.
What did you major in up there?
Sound design.
I didn't know they had that.
You can do that?
You can
do that with sound?
Yeah.
I bet your parents were just jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Like, when we toured Michigan Tech, I had toured up to that point. It was like 10 colleges because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do music or graphic design.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Lawrence, but, you know.
Looked at that. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And then I saw the price on there. I was like, let's not do that.
Because that's really music. But music tells. So you went up there a little bit engineering, right? I mean, that must feed into that.
That was kind of the cool part is it is a Bachelor of Arts degree, but you also learned all of the, like, studio engineering. And I took, like, a physics behind sound, physics behind music class. So it was mostly, like, the artsy-fartsy classes. But, I know enough about sine waves and numbers and stuff.
Outstanding.
I'm an engineer now. I have it in my title at work. So now engineer.
And he plays one on the radio.
Yeah.
And you said this, I just want to underscore it though, because we've had musicians on the credit that teachers should get because they see something that maybe your parents, I mean, they care about you, they're working, but they may not see that talent saying, look, you've got something special there. And the guy that gave you a guitar, even though you didn't play, I just think that's cool. I want to shout out to the teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not be here without my parents and my teachers and my professors. They were huge. Absolutely.
Oh, I can vouch for that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
I was taking a look at your Spotify.
Ooh.
You know, back in the day, you know, no one even knew what that was.
But here's the record. The what?
You're everywhere. Your presence is everywhere. And I was taking a look at some of the songs that you do, and I get excited because I saw you guys do a cover of Bread Fan. For those who don't know, that's a three-piece, a power trio from Wales. And they should have been huge. They should have been huge. Early 70s. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, Todd, if you ever seen the band Budgie, or heard of the band Budgie, check them out, man. They're fantastic.
Trio.
The song Bread Fan is amazing. Metallica did a cover of it back in the day. Soundgarden did a cover. A bunch of other bands did a cover of it. It's just kind of one of those bands you just never hear of. But it's just, if you're real, I guess, old school geek freak about music, Budgie is one of those bands that's on your short list of this is intriguing. Because the guy's voice had a tenor to his voice that was just something. Just three guys making noise, kind of like Rush style.
Sure,
But more metallic, if you will, sound, if you will. But unbelievable. So I heard that and went, that was awesome. That blew my mind.
That was a fun one.
I also saw on Local Li-Fi that you have a keyboard in front of you at the same time.
Yes.
At the same time that you play the guitar. So what's that all about?
So that was off the first album, the story of Stereo City. There was a lot more keys involved because at the time I was listening to a lot of Queen.
Sure.
A lot of Foxy Shazam, a lot of Elton John. So that album has a lot more keys in it. The new stuff that we're coming out with, It's a little on the heavier side. Yeah. You hear more of the Metallica, the Gojira.
Yeah.
So the keyboard kind of took like a back seat. So if you watch us or if you see our show coming up, I actually won't have that because it's one less thing in my way, one sure. less thing to worry about.
Uh-huh.
And we're just gonna rip a 30-minute rock set. It's gonna be awesome.
Sounds great. I know you have a very versatile voice, and I'm really stoked to have you in here. And this is great. And so, what is your major influence from a vocal standpoint?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I've ever been asked that.
Sorry, I was on my knee there.
Yeah, no, when I first started, it was a lot of Ozzy Osbourne. Listened to a lot of Sabbath back in the day. That's the first song I ever learned.
You always seem too young for Sabbath. That was like day.
Matter of fact, Budgie toured with Sabbath back in the day.
Yeah. Come on.
Wow. So yeah, a lot of Sabbath, a lot of James Hetfield, Metallica. I love that stuff.
Whiskey in a Jar is my all-time favorite song.
Love it.
That was a good one.
Love it.
You want to combine on it? As I was going over the Cook and Carry Mountains, I saw Captain Pharaoh.
See, why don't you and do the all money stuff with the glam bands, not hair metal.
I don't know why we don't do that.
I don't either. Cool. All three of us. Jim, what did you think?
I think we should focus back on our guests.
Okay, good idea. Andrew, the musician in the house, ladies and gentlemen, is here to play us a song with his lovely six-string Ovation. Ovation guitar. Yeah. I love those guitars. They have such a rich sound.
It has definitely done the job over the last couple of months. I've been doing a lot of like the solo acoustic gigs. This guitar hasn't seen a whole lot of light of day since then, but it's a workhorse. It's a workhorse.
So this is show and tell around here in WGBW, my friend. So what is it that you're going to play for us today?
Oh man, well, as we were kind of in the little warm-up room there, I'm like, I've prepared like four or five different kind of songs, kind of judging the vibe. It seems like we're here for a good time. Yeah. Here for some laughs.
It's Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Sun's out.
Hell yeah.
Little birds are singing. Trees are budding.
Dennis owns the airwaves.
Grass
right now,
is growing.
Oh, no. So, I mean, maybe I'll leave it up to you. I have some Tuck stuff. I also have like my own solo. They're more, I struggle to say country, but obviously the acoustic guitar lends a little bit better to that. I could kind of do either or. The country one's a little more on the funny side. It's a funny story about
Dennis. You make the call, brother.
Yeah,
follow your own funky path. I read it once.
All right. Well, then I'm actually gonna do. I'll do the.
Jim followed his own funky path,
and we're detuning the E string, ladies and gentlemen.
We go to the.
That was his campaign.
We love
it when the guitar does that.
A little heavier. So this is actually this is a Tuck song. It's off of our new album. It's the first single we released about a month or so ago. This is the song that got us up to 1,000 listeners on Spotify, which was super cool.
That's hard to do.
It is. And trying to maintain that.
There's 8 million of them
harder.
Out there.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll keep trying to build on that with you.
Sweet. This is a little song called I Only Smoke When I Drink.
I'm excited that you get to play this one.
Oh, yeah. If one's a good time, you take it, make it toxic too. Ignore all the warnings I've been shouting at you. I can hear you enabling me. What makes you happy is much better with me. And then you open my eyes, you open them wide to see that I love to rationalize. So I only ask for the light at typical times of the night. I only reach for the gun after you've started the fight. Oh, and when you're around me, I'm starting to think. Yeah, I'm starting to think. I only smoke when I drink. Witness the cycle and I see the signs. This double-edged sword, predictable paradigm. I can feel you seducing me. Yeah, you can't do it, you can't do it without me. And then you open my eyes, you open them wide to see that I
to rationalize. I only ask for the light at typical times of the night. I only reach for the gun after you've started the fight. Oh, and when you're around me, I'm starting to think. Yeah, I'm starting to think real hard. I ask myself why I roll smoke as I watch the embers fall. I ask myself what happens when it meets the fumes of alcohol.
That's awesome. That is really good.
Well done, very cool. Wow.
Very, very 90s Metallica.
Loved it.
A little bit of that.
Isn't that interesting? I'm glad that you played that song today because I wanted to ask about that. What's, yeah. What is the inspiration behind that? Is it a real story? Ooh. Or no, as they say up north?
Ernol.
Yeah, that was the whole thing there. No, that was Hancock.
That was definitely the Houghton side, closer to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, the inspiration behind it musically was like the chug year, swing year, 90s Metallica, Load Reload.
No, college.
College. No, lyrically, it's all about like kind of checking yourself, like who are you as a person? Do you like who you are? And because I think we're really influenced by who we hang out with, the kind of things that we do. And that helps, you know, I only smoke when I drink. I only do these things when I'm around these people. And it's a song about growth. It's kind of like the whole theme of the album really is like taking a look at yourself and growing from it.
That's fantastic.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Yes, back with more Talk Fantastic. Dennis from the Glam Band, Mine on the Mayor, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. This is a fun part of the week. To wrap it up, live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series hosted by our man, Dennis, from the Glam Band.
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Look at that sun creeping in. Yeah. You can watch us on Facebook Live. You can't hear this on the radio, but you can see the sun peeking in.
Right.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Actually,
I love
pretty good on video.
Year.
If anybody's watching on video, you see that coming through right there?
Oh,
behind you?
Wow, yeah.
I like it.
And the Lord said, let there be light. And it was awesome, baby.
Yeah.
So tell us, you got a great show coming up on Wednesday at
Sure
Epic.
Do.
Tell
sure
us
do.
About it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Epic Event Center, Wednesday, May 8th. We're opening up for Tim Montana and Saint Sonia. Front man for 3 Days Grace, his own little project. So yeah, getting to open up for that, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be like supposed to be a well sold show, so it's gonna be an awesome crowd, big crowd. We love that stuff.
Great venue.
Oh yeah, awesome venue.
They got it going on there. I mean, you book through the Epic, right?
Yep.
So they've got a great marketing with their own name, and you know, great parking, restrooms are good. Just sight lines are good. It's just I'm glad
it's a party.
You probably performed there before, but we go there more and more, and seen a lot of good things there. It's a great venue.
It is. We're excited to be back. The music will be a little heavier than the first time we were there, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah.
Tickets are between $25 and $75 to go to Epic and get your tickets now in advance. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. How long do they give you to play?
So we get a half an hour.
Half an hour. Okay.
We're right there at 7:30.
Right, standard. 25-minute, 30-minute block.
Get in, get out, kick you in the face. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
So who gave you the call and said, hey, we'll put you on the show?
Oh man, it was you. I reached out to you, and you were like,
I'm at the Epic show.
Oh, the Epic show. Yeah. I'm trying to think exactly how that went.
I was going to say, Dennis is like, what?
I did? Back on, honey, that was me. Of like, yep, absolutely. She's my, she got me that one. They were pretty,
good.
Pretty thankful.
High five.
For that.
That's going to be great.
Good for you. That's so awesome.
That's May 8th. That's the 8th, you said?
Okay. May 8th, Wednesday. This Wednesday.
Yeah.
So get your tickets now and make plans to be. It's the middle of the week. You can't beat it. So tell us about the fellas in the group. It's a four piece.
Yeah.
I saw your bass player plays a 6-string bass, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. So actually, It's kind of a change of staffing, actually. He's no longer with us,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Just had a, whatever, different life experience. So, no, we have our new guy, Ty. He plays a normal four string. But, no, all the guys, I actually went to college up in Houghton with my guitar player, Alan, and the drummer, Chop, Michael Chop. Oh, man, this is a long story, so I'm trying to condense it. But we all worked together at one point. So when I was in Green Bay, this was somewhat post pandemic, I released Stereo City. They took a listen to it and they hounded me for like months. Like, dude, when are you going to put a band together? We can start jamming on this stuff. And I didn't really want to because I wasn't ready for that. But no, that's kind of how it formed. I eventually got over my dumb stuff.
I'm not ready for a relationship, Lois.
Kind of a little bit. I was in a band before that.
That's
kind of
what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for another relationship, you guys.
Never any drama in a band.
Oh, never. No. Never. None of that stuff.
Marriage is only with one person.
Right.
No,
that's tough.
With three other dudes. I don't know. Gets tough. But
it's working.
It is.
That's cool.
It's working. At the start of 24, we made some, we kind of looked at ourselves like, hey, if we go really hard this next year into this band thing and see if it goes anywhere. And so far we keep getting little nods of like, yeah, this is a good thing. Keep working, keep releasing music and go hard in it. Go big or go home.
Yeah. Great.
Is he going to give you a ticket?
I'm going to get busted now. Yeah.
Are you talking about? Yeah. Jim, yeah. Try to run out there. Talk. Yeah. Run out there.
The traffic police are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Shining brighter than the sun, by the way. Yeah. So where does the name Tuck come from?
Oh, man, that's an even longer one. So this is actually, it's super, super short. When I was in college, I was in a musical. It was a very funny musical, very satirical. And I played a woman. I played like a showgirl. And I had
and
to
all
wear
or...
this.
Yeah, were you clean shaven?
Beard and all? Or...
Beard and all.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
I was my favorite kind.
Like that.
My favorite kind of showgirl.
And it was supposed to be funny. Like that was kind of the role. It's it was the producers. So
his name is Andrew. He was a showgirl. Hey,
and he didn't shave his legs because yeah.
Do people like it that way? Hey, yeah.
So yeah,
sorry,
when
man,
you
I don't
when
get
you
much.
When you play those particular parts, it was a. Oh yeah, of
ooh,
course
picture.
She's got
oh,
the
nice.
Yeah, got the picture. Picture pulled
exploitation
out.
Time.
Actually, you got good looking legs.
He must work out.
I know.
Ooh, wow. So yeah, when you play those kinds of parts, and that costume was a woman's small, and I am not that.
Yeah,
you have to tuck some things in, and it kind of became a nickname, and then I just shortened it to the band name. It's like, why not make it personal? It's a funny story.
I
get people
it now.
To remember it.
Love I know it. Where he's going with it.
Love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
So we got time for one more song on the way out here. Everybody have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy. It's going to be beautiful. Again, get your tickets for Tuck with San Antonio and Tim. Is it one? Jimmy Montana?
Tim Montana. Yep.
Okay.
Tim Montana.
Wednesday, May 8th. I forgot the T in Montana.
That's
who
a good
that?
Name.
T for Texas.
That's a cool name. That's a good stage
Tony
name.
Montana.
And also, you have a lot of merchandise for sale as well and
we
things
do.
Like that. And your song, The Story of Stereo City, is also for sale and whatnot.
Did you get,
we'll have the album there.
Did we get your website and everything? I had to step out and feed your meter.
We haven't gone there yet.
Thank
okay.
you.
Did you say
I owe you.
No, the best place, honestly, is we're on Facebook, the Instagram. Tuck Music is how to find us. All caps, T-U-K. We have our merch store is tuckbandofficial.com.
Neat stuff too. Good quality.
Awesome, awesome stuff. We like to actually put some time into
play
the cool
a little
stuff.
Something on the way out, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So this is one of my solo ones. It's a little more country. It's about me leaving my job and finding a more corporate one and being afraid about it. And it turns out my corporate coworkers are pretty rock and roll too. When I walked in on my first day, they showed me my desk and got me a name tag, a new laptop and a handful of little tools. My gloves, my knife, my boots caked with dirt, replaced by a badge and a polo shirt. I ran to the bathroom feeling like a fool. From under the stall, a hand reached out and set down an ice cold beer. And it said, "Sonny, let me tell you what really goes on around here. Well, Bob plays bass on all the Beach Boys albums. Vincent has a cocaine problem. And Donna in a cow.
local bar. Well, Cheryl and Daryl are the karaoke singers with Warren and Lauren, and we think they're swingers. And Barb in HR is the poster girl for PBR. We love Barb. But they all told me this life would suck my soul. But life in corporate's goddamn rock and roll.
That's great. Love it.
Well, I got a briefcase, a tie, and a caramel macchiato. A Bluetooth coaster that keeps it hot, oh, and shiny zip-up boots I bought from a bougie department store.